You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.
This is WCVE Public Radio. Joining us now on Morning Edition, as he does each Tuesday morning about this time, Sean Gorman at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He's with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact checkers at the Times-Dispatch. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, we have two items to ask you about this morning, items recently appearing in the PolitiFact Virginia column. First of all, a Truth-O-Meter item about Virginia House Minority Leader David Toscano. He's a Democrat from Charlottesville. And he said that Virginia state government spends less per student today than in 2008. Now, he made this statement in the Democratic response to Governor McDonald's State of the Commonwealth address earlier this month. You check the facts on that, and does the state, in fact, spend less per student than in 2008?
Well, Toscano's office pointed to a November Senate Finance Committee report outlining the state's general fund spending over the last decade, and a graph in that report shows that in the 2008 fiscal year, Virginia spent more than $4,400 per student, and this year the state is spending just under $4,300 per pupil. Now, that decline corresponds with Virginia's fall into a national recession that occurred halfway into the 2008 fiscal year. Revenues from state sales and income taxes have been slow to recover from that downturn, and the number of students at public schools, meanwhile, has risen. The education cuts have been made in state budgets supported by majorities of both Democrats and Republicans. The graph doesn't take into account about $630 million from the state's non-general fund that's spent on schools each year. About three-quarters of that money comes from lottery profits, and when that's included, the state spent just over $5,000 per student in 2008 compared to just under $4,800 now. So by any measure, per pupil state spending is lower now than in 2008. So the claim is true.
Okay. Now we also have a Bobometer item to ask you about. That's where you fellows check out the governor's campaign promises to see how well he's doing on fulfilling them. By the way, you don't just pick on Bob McDonnell. Your colleagues in other states are also doing similar checks on their governors. Bob McDonnell, in 2009, when he was running, he promised to put Virginia on a path to award 100,000 associate and bachelor's degrees by the year 2025. What kind of progress is he making on that?
When we asked about the progress in fulfilling this promise, the governor's office pointed to the 2011 passage of McDonald's top jobs legislation, and that law laid out a series of initiatives to raise enrollment of Virginia students in college, improve graduation and retention rates, and increase the availability of financial aid. And the 2011 law set a goal of 100,000 cumulative additional associates and bachelor's degrees by 2025. And to reach that milestone, the number of graduates would have to rise by an average of 2.6% each year. And that sounds like an attainable goal, since the number of degrees increased by an average of 4% annually for the first 10 years of this century. Now, officials at the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia noted there's an uncertainty in making projections 15 years out. For example, a good economy in the future could mean some people would offer a job before completing college, and that would hamper progress to reaching the 100,000 degree goal. At its meeting this month, the State Council of Higher Education directed staff to come up with estimates to ascertain if the state is on track to meet this goal. And like the council, we'd like more information before saying for sure that the state is on a path to reach the 100,000 degrees. So we rated this as a promise that's in the works.
Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We have a PolitiFact Virginia segment here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition each Tuesday morning at this time. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Wayne.